We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Dalud, Sivkot Anches, Kudmoed, Cholomoed Pesach. We are on the last word of page Tes, about to turn on to page 18. The Mechaber says in Sivches, Netilas Yadayim Shachris Ein Notlan Agabe Karka, Ela Latoch Kli. One who is washing his hands in the morning should not wash on the ground, but rather should wash that the water goes into a Kli. So the Mishabura says on page 18 in Sifkatan Yudches, one should not wash over the karka, v'afilu agabe kesomim aser, even on top of little wood pieces is forbidden, v'pnei sheruach ra shora aleihem, because there is ruach ra, there's evil spirits that shora on the waters, and therefore we don't want the waters on the ground or on top of these wood chips. Rather, you should wash on top of a kli, says the Mishabura in Sifkatan Yutes, v'tov shianiach shnei kelim me'rashosav, it's good for a person to leave two vessels by his head, echad molei v'echad reikon, in order that he can wash from one kli into the other kli when he wakes up in the morning. We'll look at a couple of notes. Note number 29 in the second paragraph points out, u'kishenishbuchu mei netilas yadayim al ritzba. If the water from the Tilas Yadayim does in fact spill on the floor, even though there are other opinions, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shadai bekach shemenagva, it's enough that you just dry it up. Ve'ein tzarech lishboch aleihem mayim amanas levatlam. You don't have to start pouring on water to be mevatlet. Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, it's enough just to dry up the water that spilled. If you look at note number 30, a very important note as well, Velito yodav al kior sheyeshbo klei ochel. Can one wash negelvasser in a sink that has dishes in the sink? So there, Shlomo Zalman says, Shemutar lechatchila, it's 100% mutar lechatchila to wash your negelvasser over dishes in a sink. Kevan shela'achar mikein shotfin kelim elu, since afterwards anyway, you're going to rinse off those vessels. Ukeshemadichom, and when you do rinse them off, das hagon ruchain kinyaski shedai bepam achas ve'ein tzarach shalosh ba'amim. And when you do rinse off these vessels, all you'll have to do is rinse it off one time. You would not have to wash the vessels three times, like we saw last time when it comes to food that you touched, that you should wash it off three times. By the vessels, it's enough to wash it off one time, according to Ruchain Kanievsky. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siftes, Mayim shel Netilas Yadayim Shachris Aser Lehanos Mehem. Water that was used for Netilas Yadayim in the morning is Aser to benefit from them. V'lo Yishbechim Babayis, and one should not pour them out in the house. V'lo B'mokom She'ovrim Shom B'nei Adam, and not where a place where people walk by, again because of the Ruach Ra. Says the Mishavura in Sivkot and Chof, Mehem. We said you can't get hana from them. Al kein lo yitnem lithnei behemto. Therefore, one should not put it in front of his animals for drinking. And one should not pour it in the house, we said in the Mechaber. One should not pour it in a place where people are walking by. Sivkot and Chof Aleph. Ki yuchlu lihinozek al yidei haruach ra. Because people could get damaged from the evil spirits that are on the waters. Rather, v'yishbechem b'mokom midron o b'afar tihuach. Rather, a person should pour the water out on a place that is slanted or in soft dirt. In note number 33, it points out, ukeshashovchem sham, and when you do pour it out over there in a place where it's a slant, so the shalosh and shuvah shalmas chaim right sha'af im over adam b'makom ze ein l'ruach ra reshus lahaziko kaven shasa kedin. So if one does do the proper thing and he pours out b'makom midron in a place of a slant and the water is sliding down, so there, even if a person walks by and passes over, the ruach ra will not have an evil effect on him because the person acted in the appropriate manner. Let's go weiter in Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, Notel kli shel mayim biyad yamino. You take the vessel filled with water in your right hand. Vinosno liat smolo. And then you place it in your left hand. Kedei sheyorik mayim al yamino tchila. In order that you should pour the water on your right hand first. So again, the Mechaber says, you take the kli with your right hand. Then you place it in your left hand in order to pour it on your right hand first. Why are we doing this funny thing? Says in Mishabur and Sifkot and Chav Beis, the reason why we're placing it in our left hand after we took it first with our right hand is kedeshe yizgaber yamin, in order that the right should be strengthened. Shu chesed al smol shehu din. The right hand represents the chesed, and the left hand represents din, and therefore we want the chesed to win out over the din. So we want to show the chesed is in control. So you fill the kos up with your right hand, and you pass it from your right hand to your left hand to do the pouring, so you're showing that the right controls the left, because the right is commanding the left to pour it on the right, and therefore that is a hiskabrus of the chesed over the din. V'gam be'itra azlin basri yamin da'alma, also for a lefty, he would do the same thing, he would take it with his right hand and then put it in his left hand in order to first pour on the right hand. Continues the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Aleph. Lo yitol mimi shelo notol yodav shachris. One should not have his hands washed from someone who did not yet wash his hands Nagelvasser in the morning, says the Mishavur in Sifkadon Chav Gimbal. Rotzalomer Lishvoch Lo Al Yodav. This means you should not have someone who did not wash Nagelvasser yet pour the water on your hands. But asking him just to pass through the water, even though he did not wash Negelvasser, that would be okay. And in note 34, he points out, the reason why we don't want a person who did not yet wash Negelvasser to pour the water on someone who is washing Negelvasser right now, the Magen Avraham brings, B'shem the Zohar, Shekin Kosov, the Pasuk says, V'hiza ha-Torah al-Tameh, the Torah person will pour it on the Tameh person, that's by the Paraduma. And therefore, we want a person that already washed Negelvasser to pour it on one who did not yet wash Negelvasser. And therefore, one should not have his hands washed from someone who did not yet wash his own hands. Ulefize kosef alev chayim shaloyito yodov minachri shehutame la'olam. Therefore, a person should not have his hands washed Negelvasser from a non-Jew whose hands are tame always. Af shlo shayach bo ruach ra, even though it's not shayach ruach ra by a nachri, but he has tumah, and therefore he should not pour the water over a yid. Meidach, on the other hand, ha'eshel Avram tzidei shemikevan shebenachri ein ruach ra harei unachshav ketor l'inyan tefilas adayim shachris. He disagrees and he says, no, since a nachri does not have ruach ra, therefore he is considered a tahor to satisfy this pasuk of v'hiza ha'tor al-tamei, and therefore he says a nachri can pour it on a yid. To summarize, note 34, we're basically saying that the Zohar says the reason why a person who did not yet wash should not pour the water over someone's hands who did not yet wash is because we want a tahor to pour the water on a tamei. But when it comes to a guy, there we have a machlokas, because on the one hand he does have no ruach ra, on the other hand he is tameh, so therefore we have a machlokas of whether a guy would be allowed to pour the water on a Jew for negelvasser or not. Says the Mishabura Vaitu and Sifkatan Chavdala Mimisha Lo, right? A person who did not yet wash should not pour the water on one's hands. Ubinatila la achila rasha lito mishlo notal yodov. Zakta mishavur and sefkatan chavdalad. Even though this is true by negelvasser, that we don't want to have someone who did not wash their hands yet pour the water on our hands for negelvasser. But when it comes to washing for a suda, you could have someone who did not yet wash for the suda to pour water on your hands for the suda. And the reason is brought down in note number 35. Ubatama chilok. What is the chilok that when it comes to negelvasser or makbid? But when it comes to Netilas Yadayim for a Suda, we're not Makbid. So the Prima Gadam writes, Netilas Yadayim la'achila ba'alu tosefes kedusha. The Netilas Yadayim for achila has nothing to do with there being a Ruach Ra. All it has to do with is adding kedusha. V'alkein yachalitam mishlo noto yodav la'achila. And therefore, even one who did not yet wash Netilas Yadayim himself can pour the water on for you, because he can add kedusha for you, because there's no chisar in him. He's not tamei, he doesn't have Ruach Ra. He's just helping you get extra kedusha. V'ilu Netilas Yadayim shachros. However, when it comes to washing one's hands for negelvasser, ba'al lahavir ruach ra, there it's not just coming for tosefes kedusha, there it's coming to remove the ruach ra. V'lochein yesh lahakbid lito dafka mimisha notal. Therefore, one should be makbid to wash only from one who already washed himself. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Beis, Im shich shech yodov l'toch kli shamayim, if one stuck his hands into a vessel that was filled with water, in other words, instead of the classic way we know of washing negelvasser, which is pouring the water over our hands from a kli, but rather one stuck his hands in the kli, also lo netila lo kriyashma v'letfila, that works as a proper netila for saying kriyashma and for davening, avalo lo ruach ro she'aleyim. However, it does not help to remove the ruach ro that's on the hands. Im shich shech yodav begimel memos mechulafim. But says the Mechaber, if he sticks his hands into three bodies of water, three separate different bodies of water, there yesh lehistapik im also lo lahavi ruach ra shalehim. There the Mechaber says we are mesupik, we are in doubt if that will work to get the ruach ra off. So again, the Mechaber is telling us in Sif Yud Beis to stick our hands in a vessel that's filled with water would be a good netila for kriyashma and tefila, would not be good to remove the ruach ra. If a person stuck it into three separate vessels or three separate bodies of water, then the mechaber is mesupuk if it works even to remove the ruach ra. Says the Mishabura in Sifkaton Chof Hei. So we said sticking your hands into a vessel of water does work for kriyashma and tefila. The yuchal avarich al netilas yadayim, and you could also make the bracha al netilas yadayim, because like we learned already a few times in the siman, that the bracha was nitkin on the netila that you're doing for the davening or for the bria chadasha, not for the ruach ra. And here, lagavi the davening, it is a proper netila, and therefore one could make a bracha, and we make a drasha from the kiyor, which is the vessel in the Beis Hamikdash that the Kohanim used to wash their hands from in the morning. The Aminun Bakir, the Pasuk says by the Kiyo, V'rachatsu mimenu, you should wash from it. And we learn from there, V'lo besocho. From the Kiyor, it has to be from the Kiyor and not by putting your hands inside the Kiyor. But we're medayik from there, Haba'alma afilu besocho. But in general, when it comes to any other vessel, you could wash your hands even by sticking them inside. And therefore, it is a proper netilah of a kriyashma and tefillah. And therefore, one could make a bracha on such a netilah. Avo, but continues the Mishabura, Lahavir haruach ra'a boi erui gimel pa'am dafka. But to remove the ruach ra'a, that requires a pouring of 3 times specifically, and therefore it would not help. The shikshuch bekli afilu mea pa'am lo chashev ala echad, and therefore you can stick your hands into the vessel 100 times, it will always count only as one. Shemiyad nitmu hamayim v'havin kemo shofchen, because immediately when you put your hands in the first time, it's metami, the waters, and it's considered like water that has to be spilled out. It's like bad waters, and therefore it will not help to remove the ruach ra'a. Umishum hachi nistapek achakach b'meimos mechulafen, and because of this, the mechaber is in doubt afterwards. When you use 3 separate bodies of water, the efshir de lav dafka erui b'inon lahavir ruach ra'a, that it could be that it's not specifically the pouring that we need to remove the ruach ra'a, v'afilu rechita sagi, it could be it's not just to wash it. And therefore, as long as you're doing the washing in 3 separate bodies of water, it could be that would be enough to remove the ruach ra'a. Oh, or maybe, deba'inan erui mikli ayodav, or maybe you need specifically a pouring from a vessel onto your hands. And therefore, the mechamer is besupuk, where they're putting your hands into 3 different bodies or vessels of water, whether that's enough to remove the ruach ra, or you need specifically to pour it onto your hands from the kli. Continuing in the end of the first wide line of the Mishabura, the Kasav Aprimi Godim, the Lefiza, according to this, im tochav yodo banor shalosh ba'am, if a person stuck his hands into a river 3 times, which is a flowing river, o bishelag hamunach al ha'aretz b'shloshu mekomos mechulafen, or if a person stuck his hands into the snow that was resting on the ground in 3 separate places, afilu hachi lo mahani rak l'tfila, this still will only help lagabe netilas yadayim for tfila. The yucho levarech al netilas yadayim, like we said before, when it's good for tfila, you could make in fact a bracha al netilas yadayim. Aval safek im mahani lahavi ruach ra, but it is a safek if the 3 times you're putting your hands into the river or into the snow, if it will work to remove the ruach ra. De ulai ba'in laze iru mikli, because it could be we need specifically the pouring from the kli onto one's hands. A little diuk in the Mishabura over here, and that which is calling the Prima Gadim, that when it comes to the Nahar, it mentions just putting it 3 times inside the Nahar, does not mention 3 separate places. By the snow, it mentions Bishlosha Makomos, and the Pshat is that the Nahar is flowing water, and therefore each time you put it in, it's like you're putting it into new water, because the water is constantly flowing. By the snow, which is stationary, it would have to be 3 separate places in order to get involved in this suffix of whether it will be good to remove the Ruach Ra. If it would be sticking it into 3 times, in the same place in the snow or in a non-flowing body of water, so then, like we said before, it would not work for sure for removing the ruach ra'a because the water became tamei with your first dipping of your hands. Continues the Mishabura and says, v'ha'artzos achayim ulevushe srod pasku debinar v'chem b'sheleg uv'mei mikveh mahani af lahavir ruach ra. These achronim paskim that when it comes to a river or it comes to snow or it comes to a mei mikveh, it works even to remove the ruach ra. V'afilu ein b'hem arboim sa, even if this mikveh or any of these bodies of water do not have 40 sa, which is the normal measurement for a mikveh, it still works to remove the ruach ra from one's hands. Ayin sham od be'artzos achayim. Says the Mishabura Viter in Sivkot and Chavav, this is going back on which the Mechaber said that the dipping your hands into the water in the kli, even though it works for Kriyat Shema and Tefila, it does not work for the Ruach Ra that's on the hands. Alkein yiru lito pam shenis min kli afilo achar tefila. Therefore, even if one did this dipping his hands into the kli, which was good for tefila and Kriyat Shema and for a bracha, and then he davened, still he should be cautious that after davening at least, he should wash his hands again to at least remove the ruach ra in the proper way. Let's do one more sif in the Shulchan Aruch. We have the sif Yud Gimel, a very famous discussion. Im haya neir kol halayla, if one was awake the entire night, yesh lehistapik im tzarech lito yodav shachris lehispalel ulahavia ruach ra'a miyodav. So if one was awake all night, there is a suffix of whether he needs to wash his hands in the morning, both for tefillah and to remove the ruach ra'a, because Lamaisa he did not sleep. We'll see all the tzadim of the Safik in the Mishnah Berurah, but let's first read the Rama. So what's the bottom line? What should one do Lamaisa when he's up all night? The Yitlim below Bracha. Therefore the Rama paskins that one should wash them in the fact in the morning, but he should not make a Bracha. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah that discusses all the Sveikas over here, and we'll see as well a couple of interesting Bi'ar Lachas. As a matter of fact, let's start with the first Bi'ar Lach on the page, Imhaya Neyar. I am Mishaburus of Katan Chavches that we'll see in a moment. V'cheinim yoshin balaylo bebatei yadayim. And so too, if a person is sleeping at night with gloves on, shebevadei lo noga b'mokom metunov, ein tzorech laharosh lito yada baboker. According to the Rush, we'll see all this in the Mishabura. Could be we should have seen the Mishabura first, but once we start, we'll explain the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says the same suffix would apply if one slept at night with gloves on. The same way when he's up all night, he's not touching the dirty parts of his body. So too, if he wore gloves during the night, he would not be touching dirty parts of his body. And therefore, according to the Rush, you would not need to wash your hands in the morning, because if you remember, the Rush is the one who holds that the Netila in the morning is because Yadayim Askani Osein, and the Mistami, you touch a dirty part of your body, so you have to cleanse your hands before Tvila. So in these two cases, where you're up all night or you're wearing gloves, you would not need to wash in the morning. Rak Mishum Ruach Ro, Bli Bracha, the only time you'd have to wash in the morning with the Rush is to remove the Ruach Ro. And like we mentioned already many times, we do not make a bracha on a netila that is just removing the ruach ra'a. And therefore the Bir Halacha tells us the same suffix that we'll discuss now in the Mishnah Berurah will apply to one who goes to sleep with gloves on. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Chav Zayin, Kol HaLayla, one who was up all night. However, v'im yashin b'miktsasa, but if he slept for a little bit of the night, l'kuli amba tzarech lito yodo baboker kadin. There everybody agrees that he needs to wash his hands in the morning the proper way. That's assuming he took a real sleep, a permanent sleep on his bed. And the reason is, because we say that stam hands, they're moving around a lot, and for sure touch a dirty part of the body. But if a person only slept a nap, a temporary sleep, according to the Rush, that's like one did not sleep at all. Like you just mentioned before, that according to the Rush, the reason why we're washing is because our hands are dirty, because they touched a dirty part of our body while we were sleeping, but that's only true by a permanent sleep. If it's only a shnas arai, so there we say, we're pretty sure you didn't touch a dirty part of your body. There's no reason to believe that you did, because it was a short nap, and therefore, you would not need to wash your hands, as we'll see shortly, with a bracha. We said it's a suffix for two things. One is for if you need your wash your hands for davening and to remove the ruach ra. Zokta mishabura dahainu l'tfila yesh suffix. Whether you should wash for tefillah, there is a suffix. Imatam shalom tefillah sedayim shachar ki harashba. If the reason why we wash our hands in the morning is like the rashba le'el mishabura sefkatan aleph, who said that you wash your hands in the morning because you're like a bria chadasha? The imkein afagav the hashta lo nasa bria chadasha. And if so, in this case, even though you were not a bria chadasha because you didn't go to sleep, but still says in the Mishabura, lo plug rabban of etzar natila. The rabbanon say lo plug, and therefore, even though the reason for the takana of the tila sedayim was that you were a bria chadasha, and now when you're up all night, according to the Rashba, you were not a bria chadasha. But there, the Mishabura says clearly that we say lo plug, and once they instituted a bracha on the tila sedayim in the morning, it applies even to one who did not sleep through the night and did not become a bria chadasha. That's the one side of the suffix. O shema ikar hatam karosh, or maybe the ikar reason for the tila sedayim in the morning is like the rush, who says yadayim askanios, and you have to wash your hands to clean them for davening. Ubineir, and one who is up all night velonoga b'mokom metunov and did not touch any dirty part of his body, ain tzarech netila. He would not need a netila, and therefore that would be a nafkamina between the Rush and the Rashba. According to the Rashba, we say lo plug, and one would wash his hands in the morning with a bracha. According to the Rush, if yadayim askanios, if one was up all night, he would not wash his hands in the morning, and therefore that is a safek lagabe tefila. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues and explains to us the other suffix of removing the ruach ra'a. Ulahavir haruach ra'a yesh gam kein suffix. In terms of removing the ruach ra'a, we also have a suffix. In ba'alma hashena gorim haruach ra'a, what causes the ruach ra'a in general? Is it the sleeping? V'im kein afilu yoshin bayom shora ruach ra'a v'tzorach lito yadav. And therefore, if it was the sleeping that caused the ruach ra'a, one who slept during the day would also require netila sedayim to get rid of the ruach ra'a. V'neyor balayla ain't tzorach lito yadav, but one who was up all night who did not sleep would not need to wash his hands. O halayla gorim haruach ra'a. Or maybe it's not the sleeping that brings upon us the ruach ra'a, but rather it's the nighttime. And if so, then it would be the opposite, that one who was up all night would still need to wash, because Lamaise went through a night, and one who slept for 16 hours during the day would not have to wash his hands, because as much as he sleeps, it's the night that brings the Ruach Ra. And therefore we see that we have a two-sided suffix, both Lagabin and Tfilas Adayim, for davening and for the Ruach Ra. Again, the suffix Lagabi davening is whether the halacha is like the Rashba that you wash the Briya Chadosh and we say lo plug, that would require an Atila, or if we say like the Rosh that Yadayim Askani Hosein, and therefore you have to wash your hands to cleanse them for tefillah, but if you were up all night, mistami, you didn't touch anything, and therefore you would not need an tefillah. And the suffix Lagabi Ruach Ra is what exactly brings upon a person the Ruach Ra. Is it the sleep or the nighttime? And over here where a person was up all night, he had the nighttime, but he didn't have the sleep. Those are the two sveikas. So the Ramah paskin for us that you should wash without a bracha, says the Mishabura in Sefkot and Chavtes, the Yitlim, you should wash, Ratzaloma Shalosh Pa'omim, Mach Masafik, you should wash three times because of Safik, V'chem B'shnei HaSifim She'acharzeh, and so too by the two Sifim after this, you should wash the regular way. I'm just going to read note number 38, which is in the back of the Sefer on page 3. So let's say a person was up all night, which the Ramah just passing for us, he should wash out of bracha. When exactly should he wash? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Shemiyad kishiyeyo hayom, as soon as it becomes light, he should wash his hands immediately. However, other poskim are not as makbid as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Chazon Ish writes that he does not need to wash his hands ba'olos ha-shachar to stop his learning in the middle, and so too writes the Shlomo Zalman that he does not have to stop his learning in the middle to wash, just wash sometime before tefillah. And Chaim Kanievsky adds that the minhag is to be lenient, not to wash your hands right away, even if you're not being osik in Torah, mishum shechiyuv netilu zuhu rak misafik. Since the whole netilu is misafik, we are very relaxed in terms of when the netilu would be, according to all these contemporary poskim, and therefore, on Shavuos morning, or any morning where a person stayed up all night, he would not have to run to wash the second it becomes alos ha-shachar. And the last nakuda in this note is, what about walking arba amos, or touching different openings of the body before you wash? Like we said, we're makbid on a normal negelvasser after a person had slept. So there the Eish Avram says it's all mutter, it's lenient. And so too writes Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach, that you could walk for amos, you could touch openings in your body before you wash, because this washing, again, is only misafik. On the other hand, Rechaim Kanievsky says that it is good to be careful from touching the openings in your body before the netilah. I guess the understanding of Rechaim Kanievsky is that it's midin sakona, and therefore chamira misakanta miyisura, and therefore it would be in fact better not to touch the openings of your body, which could chas v'shalom be a sakona. Let's go back to the Mishabura on the bottom of page 18, the last Mishabura, which is Sipkotan Lamid. So it's going on the Ramah. The Ramah told us again that one should wash, but without a bracha. Yesh me'achronim shalchokim al hachros ha-Ramah bazeh. There are those achronim that argue on this decision of the Ramah. V'sovrim the tzarech levarich. And they say, no, one should wash in the morning and should make a bracha. V'yesh ha-maskimim imbo. And there are other achronim that in fact agree with the Ramah that one should wash without a bracha. So we have this big machlokas in the achronim. The chol zeh zokna mishtaburo, all this is below us a trachav. If he did not use the facilities, he did not use the beis hakisei in the morning. But if the person does his needs before the tefillah, there a person would need to wash his hands and in fact make a bracha. And this is in fact what a person should do when he's up all night, kigon b'leil shavuos, like a person who stays up all night learning shavuos night. What he should do in the morning is as follows: yaset tzrachav, he should either go to the bathroom gedolim, o yatul mayim v'yashav sheif, or he should go ketanim, but he should make sure to get a little bit of the miraglayim on his hands. Sha'oz l'kul yalma yischayv levarich. Then according to everyone, he would be chayv to make a bracha. We'll see that in the Bir Halacha. But just stam, the simple understanding is, according to the Rashba, anyway, we said you couldn't wash because he said lo plug. Our only problem was in the rush. And according to the rush, so if you have your hands dirty before tefillah, so he really holds that you wash your hands before every tefillah. And therefore, you would be a chiv netila, even if you're the rush in this case. Continues the Mishabura. And he says on the top of page Yud, V'yavarech al netilas adayim v'asher yotzer, and then a person should make a bracha of al netilas adayim and a bracha of asher yotzer. Let's just look at the Bir Halacha where he explains it, that which he said in the Mishabura a little more clearly. Devar maskel v'yitlem v'lo bracha, I have a Mishabura sefkotan lam v'shem haskamas achronim. V'taymam hu mishum, and their reasoning is for the following: the laharosh hatam shetzorach levarach shachris mishum sheyodav einam nekiyos. The reason why the rosh says you make a bracha on negel vaser is because your hands are not clean before you wash them. V'af Even though when it comes to mincha, we hold that you do not need to make a bracha. Even if you're washing your hands because they're not clean, you would not make a bracha before mincha. When it comes to shachris, that one has to wash his hands and make a bracha. Im kein, im osa tzrachav, onoga b'makom metunav. And therefore, if he went gedolim, or he touched a dirty part, sarach lito la rush, he would need to wash according to the rush. V'gam la rashba, shekosav atam l'nethila shachos mishub denasa b'riya chadosha. And also according to the rashba, so the reason why we wash in the morning is because we became a b'riya chadosha, tzarach levarach af b'neir, one would have to make a bracha, even if he was up all night. Echa de lo plug. First of all, the reason is, like we saw in the Mishabu before, because according to the Rashba, it's lo plug. So even if was up all night, and he's not considered Briya Chadasha, the Chazal and Masakin, everyone washes in the morning. Also, because of the newness of the world, one needs to make a bracha, even if he didn't benefit from it. And therefore, that is the eitzah, the bottom line, that the Mishabu and the Bir Halacha says, that one who's up all night and wants to make an Atilas Adayim in the morning, to avoid the suffix, he should go to the bathroom gedolim or ketanim and make sure he dirties his hands a little bit. And then according to everyone, the Rosh, the Rashba, he would have to wash his hands for davening and he would be able to make the bracha of Anatiyas Adayim and he would make the bracha of Asher Yatzer. We'll stop here and in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow we will continue in Sif Yud Daled.